Okay. Let's go ahead. Ready? Verse 15, 1:15. Anganam samatang vidyat. Anganam samatang vidyat. Same pramani minatam. Same pramani minatam. No chain naiva samanatvam.
No chain naiva samanatvam.
Rajutvam shushka vrikshavat.
Vijitvam
shushka vrikshavat. Okay. Again. Anganam samatan vidyat.
Anganam samatan vidyat.
Same pramani linatam.
Same pramani linatam.
No chain naiva samanatvam.
No chain naiva samanatvam.
Vijitvam shushka vrikshavat.
Rajutvam shushka
vrikshavat. Okay. Anganam samatam vidyat same brahmani linatam. Nau chait na eva. Nau chait na eva. Actually, well, I'll talk about that. Na eva samanatvam rijutvam shushka vrikshavat. Okay? Anganam. Angas are your limbs, like your arms and your legs and your head. Those are the angas. Your head, your arms and your legs are the angas, are the limbs. So anganam, genitive plural. Samatam. That samatha is the abstract equipoise, the state of being the same. We use it for equipoise. Samatva also means, sama means equal, you know, but it also means equipoise, like relaxation. So it has both meanings. So here samatam is that, the equipoise of the limbs, the relaxation of the limbs, the balance relaxation of the limbs. Vidyat, potential participle from potential, third person singular from vid. One should know the samatam of the angas, the equipoise of the angas, of the limbs. Same brahmani. In Brahman, brahmani is locative, same locative singular, brahmani from Brahman, locative singular. In Brahman, which is sama, in Brahman, which is itself by its very swarupa, sama, equipoise or shanti or absolute relaxation by its very swarupa. That stillness, that silence, that total equipoise. In Brahman, which is sama, right? Linatam, the resolution, the absorption, the state, the ta, is the state of resolution, the state of resolution or absorption. That's in the accusative plural along with samatam is accusative plural. So anganam samatam vidyat. One should know the anganam samatam to be the same brahmani linatam. One should know this is that. But you see it? One should know that the equipoise of the limbs is the resolution in Brahman, which is sama, which is the very equipoise. So you've got two accusatives with one verb. One should know this, which is this. So the anganam samatam is in apposition to the brahmani liyatam, linatam.
That's an image for that equal pose?
Well, remember what's happening is that Shankara is going through all of these different yogic ideas and defining them in reference to the vision of Vedanta.
Oh,
and so now he's talking about, you know, in yoga where all of the limbs are totally comfortable, totally relaxed in balanced position. But those are the physical limbs, right, with bringing them into a state of relaxation and stillness. Look at that. One should know that that is really the absorption into Brahman. To get that, that in its absolute nature is the linatam into Brahman, which is that.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So you can make the limbs be like that. But really, to think of it in truth, what it is the absorption in Brahman, which is that. Because the limbs aren't naturally like that. You hold them like that.
stillness.
Mm-hmm. But Brahman is that. Okay.
And is the subject then employed because of the gyan, which is
just one should know. Yeah. Then make a note of this: no chait, na u chait, just no chait. It means otherwise. That no chait together means otherwise or if not. Just something to note. One of those little nice things to know. No chait, if not or otherwise. Na eva samatvam, samanatvam. Samanatvam is the same as samatam. If not, there is no samanatvam. There is no equipoise. What is it instead? Rijitvam. Rigidity. Rigid means to be rigid. You know, there is rigidtvam. Shushka vrikshavat. Like a dried tree.
Yeah.
Like a tree which is dried, how that becomes absolutely still, absolutely rigid. You know? But so that's not the samanatvam, right? There is no samanatvam. Instead, there's being rigid like a tree. There's rigidity. That tvam is like the ta affix, it's an abstract. Remember, tvam is the abstract, it's neuter abstract. So there is the state of being rigid, like a dried out tree. It's nice. He says here in the Bhasha, he says, Anganam Vishma Swabhavatva. He said, because the Swabhava, the nature of the Angas, of the limbs, is Vishma, means there's no samatvam for the limbs. They're always moving around. One limb's doing something, another's doing nothing. They're not in balance by their Swabhava. By their Swabhava, they're always moving about and doing things, right? And so there is no samanatvam or samatvam. You know, that isn't really there. To be there, you have to hold it. And so then what are you doing? You're holding it like this, or you're like a dried out tree, because you're holding it in position, because that isn't their nature. Where it is the nature of Brahman. Right? Brahman by nature, it has the samatvam. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no chait that you said otherwise. Is it na
If I break the no is not a word. No is a compound between na and u, and it really means not indeed. But when you say no chait, na u chait, that together means otherwise or if not.
So u by itself is like eva or something?
Yeah, eva.
Eva.
Oh.
So there's an u.
In Vedic. You know, there's a like a particle
so
ooh that gives emphasis.
That's a particle.
Okay.
So that O is an A and an U.
Yeah.
Okay. So ooh is a particle of emphasis like Ava.
Can be, and I think it has some other meanings, Vedic meanings also. I don't remember what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to break it, because when you see no chait, that by itself, it's no chait that means otherwise or if not.
But you know what? I don't quite get the meaning of this. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to think like Shankara. He's looking at all of... Well, in the sense that he made a list of all of these these things. A lot of them were from Patanjali Yoga Sutras.
Yeah.
One of the things in the Patanjali, you know, is to get an asana where you are completely balanced and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
All of the limbs are balanced and relaxed. That means and you should be able to hold that for at least an hour. Like the lotus position, for instance, you want to be able to hold it for an hour. And then with that type of body, you can, in a sense, the body's not beckoning your attention. Right, so that's what you're really working for with these asanas, or is be able to hold a position very comfortably for an hour. And then the asanas, that comfortable asana really allows you to do meditation. So he's saying, okay, what really... from a Vedantic perspective, is the samatvam of the limbs. How should we look at that? He says, look at that as absorption into Brahman, which is sama, which is that. And if it's, and otherwise, when it's not really samanatvam. Samatvam and samanatvam are the same. It's not really the samanatvam. Rather, it's a state of rigidity. Because you're holding the body in a state of rigidity like a dried out tree. She has a little sarcasm.
Yeah, there's a little criticism, yeah. Right?
Yeah, a little criticism. It's not really criticism, though, because he has nothing against Patanjali Yoga.
Mm.
You just have to know what it is.
Mm. Right.
And what he's trying to do is release you from this idea that you have to do all of these things, yet that as though without doing these things, you know, different type of meditative postures, or doing pranayama as you know it in terms of the physical in and outgoing breath as well. See that these things aren't really necessary in terms of having nishtha in this knowledge.
So it's kind of like criticizing all of that as itself being rigid in a way.
Well, I wouldn't say criticizing it, but equating it to to knowledge.
Pointing out something.
Yeah, the one doesn't.
It all leads to antakarna shuddhi, right? Even yoga asanas are useful,
right.
But it's when
it's for your health.
It's for your health. Right. It's also balances out your mind even.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these things have its use. So a whole problem, even meditation and nididhyasana are very useful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you take these things to be moksha, or to lead to moksha.
Exactly what we did with the Bhagavad Gita, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he would have. I mean, there was. They say that when Ramana Maharshi was doing his sadhana, that literally they had to. When they found him deep in this deep state, they actually pulled him off, and his skin was stuck to the the temple floor because he had been there so long. That's pretty deep. I don't think he was like. You could possibly do that by holding that posture, but that the inner state was so that he just wasn't conscious of his body.
Right.
Because he was
in samadhi. Well, if you're in samadhi, you won't be conscious of your body either. It just depends. You're in samadhi for it.
And I don't think he was criticizing that.
But this is just a statement.
That's not the point.
Yeah. This is just saying not to mistake the outer stillness with the inner achievement of.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right, let's go on.
Anganam samatang vidyat. Anganam samatang vidyat. Same pramani linatam. No chain naiva samanatvam. No chain naiva samanatvam. Rajitvam shushka vrikshavat. Rajitvam shushka vrikshavat. Vrishtim jnanamayim kritva. Vrishtim jnanamayim kritva. Pashet pramamayam jagat. Pashet pramamayam jagat. Sadrishtif paramodara. Sadrishtif paramodara. Nanasa gravalokini. Vrishtim jnanamayim kritva. Vrishtim jnanamayim kritva. Pashet pramamayam jagat. Pashet pramamayam jagat. Sadrishtif paramodara. Sadrishtif paramodara. Nanasagravalokini. Vrishtim jnanamayim kritva. Pashet pramamayam jagat. Sa drishtihi parama udara na nasa agra avalokini. Drishtim, feminine accusative singular, vision, sight, vision. Jnana mayim. Maya, if you see the jnana mayim and then a little two words down across jnana mayim, mayi is a feminine affix, maya is adjectival. Either one means the same thing. Mayim means to be made of, full of, consisting of, has different meanings. But here we'll say the drishtim, which the vision, which is jnana mayim, consisting of knowledge. The vision itself is the knowledge. It consists of the jnana, the knowledge. So it's jnana mayim is adjectival to drishtim, the vision which consists of knowledge.
How does the maya fit in there?
That's an affix that means consisting of, made of, full of. it's an affix that goes on to a noun. Here's the noun is jnanam, so made of knowledge, full of knowledge, consisting of knowledge. So what's consisting of knowledge? The drishti, the vision. The vision is full of knowledge. It is knowledge itself. It's made, consisting of knowledge. Kritwa, indeclinable past participle. Having made the drishti full of knowledge, filled with knowledge. Having made the vision of full of knowledge. Pashyet, one should see potential third person, singular. Pashyet, one should see Brahmamayam Jagat, the world, the creation, Jagat. Accusative singular, neuter noun, Jagat, the world. Brahmamayam. Here, mayam is an adjective, adjectival ending. Mayim is feminine. And drishti is feminine. But here, mayam is a, maya is adjectival, an adjective, affix. So one should see the Jagat, the world, as Brahman, full of Brahman. The idea is consisting of Brahman, made of Brahman. One should see this world. One who has made their vision, one who has made, having made the vision, the drishti, Brahman, one should see this Jagat as Brahman. And the mayi means full of or consisting of or being made of Brahman. Yeah. Everybody see it?
As existence or as what?
As Brahman.
You think it's talking about the Akanda Akrapati?
No, not exactly. It's just when you look out at the world, you know, you see this is Brahman.
Yeah. So in the first part of this, mayim versus mayam.
See, mayim is the actual affix is mayi, okay? And here drishti is feminine, right? So drishtim is a feminine accusative singular, and mayim is feminine accusative singular. So it's adjectival to drishti. The verb is pashet. One should see. So having made the vision of knowledge, full of knowledge. One should see this world as Brahman, as being made of Brahman.
So if we didn't see the world as Brahman, what would we be seeing? What's that?
You would be a samsari. You'd be seeing subject, object, this world is real, I'm a jiva within the world.
Okay. No, we're not going to do that.
Next line. Saw drishtihi, drishti, feminine short e, nominative singular, so that drishti, that vision, sa drishtihi, all nominative. Parama udara, feminine, adjectival to drishti.
Excuse me.
As parama is means as the supremely beautiful, udara means the beauty or that which is noble, the most noble or sacred, the highest of it. The parama means the highest, the ultimate. I like is the most beautiful myself, but udara really, it also means noble. Okay, so you get the sense that which is noble, that which is beneficial, that which is beautiful is udara. So you can translate how, and parama means the most ultimate of that. So that vision is the parama udara. Nasa agra. Avalokini. Avalokini means looking at or seeing. Avalokin. Nominative singular. From avalokin. Avalokini. Na avalokini. Not seeing the nasa agra, the tip of your nose. Not looking at the tip of your nose. Right? So having your glance, your vision, right? Instead of your vision being focused on the tip of your nose, as even in the Bhagavad Gita we talk about that, where Shankara has to come in and say, when we say tip of your nose, it's not that you should be focused on the tip of your nose. When you're sitting in a meditation pose, it's not that you're concentrating on the tip of your nose. Because then that's what you're meditating. You're not meditating on the tip of your nose. You're resting your eyes there in that direction. To get them out of the way so they're not seeing a bunch of other things. But some people actually take it to be focusing on the tip of your nose. Mm-hmm. So he says, this drishti is not about focusing on the tip of your nose, right? That drishti that we're talking about here is the most beautiful, what is the most beneficial, the most noble, is what? having filled your vision with Brahman, you know, seeing this world, one should, having filled your vision with Brahman, one should see this world as Brahman. It's that drishti that is the most auspicious.
So,
not looking at the tip of your nose.
So does he really hold that? I mean, is that the sensation that he holds?
Yes. That's the meditation, I am Ishwara. Aham Ishwara, right? I am Ishwara. You say, I am Ishwara, then you see this as Brahman. Right? I am Ishwara. This whole manifest creation has come from me, sustained by me, resolves into me. I recognize my own Swarupa, the Satchit. Right? And when this creation is there, if I'm not focused on the Dehatma Buddhi, where I am the subject and this is the object, this body, mind, sense organs becomes part of Ishwara. Right? And so I, if this body, mind, sense organs, which is usually the point of identification, I am my mind, I am happy or unhappy, agitated, whatever it is, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, the kartritvam, bhoktritvam, the doership and the enjoyership. That, if that's your focus, then you are the subject and this is the object. Whereas when you have the vision, when your mind is full of this vision, right, then this body, mind, sense organs is part of the creation. It's part of Ishwara. And I, the Atma, am the subject. So then I can say, I am the self of this. And then you can say, I am this, because this is what we call the Sameshti Upadi. This is the total Upadi, Ishwara. Upadi. We say Upadi, that means a conditioning adjunct. That means Mithya. So all of this has me for its being. So when I look out at the creation, it's all sat, 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 sat. There is nothing away from sat. The sat chit ananda, nothing away from sat. Everything is sat. I am the sat. So everything enjoys the sat as mithya satyam. And if I say everything is the sat, I can also and should also see everything is sat chit. Why? Because there's nothing in the drishti that is away from consciousness. So everything is known. And once I understand, have that nishta, that in fact sat is chit. It's not that sat has chit or the chit has sat. Sat is chit. You can't separate consciousness from existence. And so, if you can look out at the world and say, this, it is, everything enjoys chit, sat, you have to be able to say everything enjoys chit. And it does, because everything is as well as is known. But the is known, which is aproksha, it's non-objectifiable, it's svatta siddha, it's self-evident. Right? This self-evident me is the stability. It is that which is stable, that is unchanging, that everything enjoys equally. Absolutely equally. You have to remember too that the sat chit, the atma, has no time or space. So it's never partial. There's never a partial recognition of it or a partial appreciation of it. Like, for instance, if I look up at the sky and it just seems like all very clear, there's no clouds in the sky, there's no stars, it's totally homogeneous if I look up at the sky. But I know I'm only having a partial vision of the space. There's much more to the space than what I'm experiencing, even though what I'm experiencing is homogeneous. Here, that's not the case for Brahman. Because for Brahman, there's no space. There's no time. There's no dimension. And so the self-appreciation of yourself as the Atma is total. It's not partial. And so because there's no time or space, everything enjoys it equally, not partially. It's not like the mountain enjoys more Brahman than the mouse, or the giant, you know, has a sukshma sharira, say has some giant, 8-footer or 100-footer in the Mahabharata, that has, you know, a great big head and a great big mind. You know, do they enjoy a bigger piece of Brahman than like the ant, which has just a little tiny sukshma sharira, but they only get a little tiny reflection, and the big giant gets a big reflection, or the mouse and the elephant, you can say. But doesn't make any difference. Because Brahman is not ever partial. There's no time or space, so your self is whole and complete from its own standpoint at all times. There's not a big appreciation or a little appreciation. You can't have a partial appreciation, like you can't have a partial appreciation of space, even though it's homogeneous. So...
Well, what is it like to have a partial appreciation?
You can't. It's ignorance. You cannot have a partial appreciation. It's impossible. But you don't know that. You can think I'm have my experience of the Atma, my mind has an experience of the Atma, and your mind over there has another experience of the Atma, because the Atma is infinite, and this little mind is appreciating this part of that infinite self, and this mind, this part, and this mind, this part. It's all homogeneous, but it's still different parts. No. Because there's no time or space. So the self that I am is the self that you are. And the self that the mouse enjoys is the self that I enjoy, is the self that Ishwara enjoys. Ishwara doesn't have a bigger self than I do. There's only one self, right? So the self of Ishwara is myself. The total self of Ishwara is myself, because it's free from time and space. Little Tibby is myself. But the upadhi is so beautiful.
You had to add that, right?
Okay. Let's chant this. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva, drishtim jnanamayim kritva, pashet pramamayim jagat, pashet pramamayim jagat, sadrishti paramodara, sadrishti paramodara, nanasagravalokini, nanasagravalokini, drishti darshana drishyanam, drishti darshana drishyanam, sorry, drishti darshana drishyanam, drishti darshana drishyanam, virama yatra vabhavet, virama yatra vabhavet, drishti stetraiva kartavya, drishti stetraiva kartavya, nanasagravalokini, nanasagravalokini, drishti darshana drishyanam, drishti darshana drishyanam, virama yatra vabhavet, virama yatra vabhavet, drishti stetraiva kartavya, drishti stetraiva kartavya, nanasagravalokini, nanasagravalokini, drishti darshana drishyanam, viramo yatra va bhavet, viramaha yatra va bhavet. So drishti darshana drishyanam, one compound, two words, viramaha yatra va bhavet. Drishtihi tatra eva kartavya na nasa agra avalokini. Repeats that last quarter. The first compound in the three words is genitive plural of the drishti, the vision, the seeing, and the object of seeing. So you can say the sight, the act of seeing, and the object of seeing. So the drishti would be the vritti, the vision itself. Then there's the act of seeing, the darshana. And then there's the object. You can also look at it as see or seeing seeing. Drishti, so the vision, the sight, the darshana, the seeing. And the drishya is a potential participle, means that which is seen, that which can be seen. So it stands for the object. Question?
Yeah, I was thinking drishti, darshana, and drishya. Sometimes aren't they used synonymously for the same, you know, just a vision? Like
darshana and drishti can, but when you put the three together, drishti can be the vritti, darshana is the gerund, and it means the seeing, and drishya the object. Okay. So it means seer, seeing, seeing. Seer, seeing, seeing, where drishti is the actual vritti that takes place. Yes. And the drishya is the object of the vritti. The darshana is the act of seeing. Okay? But you're right. Darshana, because we use that darshana.
Yeah,
I take darshana.
Right.
But here, that's what it means. Viramaha means the cessation or the end of something. So the cessation, the end of this Triputi. Triputi means this group of three. Drishti, Darshana, Drishana, Drisha. The end of this, the cessation of this. Where? Yatra, where? Va or Bhavet. Let it be. So it would be or, because, you know, we have this Nasagra of Alokini, the Nanasagra of Alokini, repeating twice. So here it says, Va or, let it be this. What? Where there is the cessation of the seer seeing seen. Where there is a cessation or resolution, cessation of the seer seeing seen.
Resolution.
The Aramaha. Take it as cessation. The end.
End.
It means the cessation of resolution. Yetra, where, or let's do the next line and then we'll pull it together. The drishtihi, the vision, tetra there alone, kartavya. The drishti should be done, this vision should be done there alone, tetra. So drishtihi, the vision, should be done there alone. Where, go up to the next line, top line, where there is the cessation of the seer seeing seen. The drishti should be there alone. In other words, you're resolving the mind into the self, right? Mm-hmm. So this is another way of looking at it. That's why the or let the vision be done. Let the drishti be. Let make that drishti. Let the drishti be in this way. Let it be there where there is the cessation, the virama, of this seer seen. Seer seen.
That's only one spot.
In the end of the Atma. Not the looking at the end of your nose. At the tip of your nose. So here it's just resolving. In the first one, it's resolving, seeing everything, this creation, as Brahman. In the second one, it's resolving the mind into Satchidananda. Mm-hmm. That's more the Akhandakara Vritti. Either one is really Akhandakara Vritti, because when you're looking, when you're seeing all of this as Ishvara, there's a resolution of subject-object. There's only Ishvara. When you're resolving into the Brahman, there's only Brahman. Right?
Right. So, but one is Savikalpa and the other is...
One is Savikalpa, one is Nirvikalpa. Savikalpa, now let me make that a little more distinct. Usually, when we use the term Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, what it means is that in the Savikalpa Samadhi, one is resolving the mind into the self, but you're still aware of the mind, even though its only content is the self. But the outlines of the mind are still there, so you're appreciating the fact that you're having that vision of the self. It's the example they use is if you hold a candle flame up to the sun and you can still make out the edges of the candle flame even though the content is only the fire, right? That's Savikalpa.
So we have the capacity to do that.
Where Nirvikalpa is where if you hold that Savikalpa for a moment, the content of the Atma will overwhelm the mind so that the outline of the mind is not recognized. It's like if you hold the candle flame up to the sun, all of a sudden you don't see the candle flame at all, even though it's there. All that you see is the sun. So here the mind will become so subtle that even the outline of the mind is not noticeable. So this enjoyer, oh look, I'm in Savikalpa Samadhi. That one who's kind of like a mirror, we're still aware of the mirror. It's a pure mirror, but still aware of the mirror. That mirror gets overwhelmed by the content. That's Nirvikalpa.
Wait a minute. Is there a process then from the Savikalpa to the Nirvikalpa?
No,
or?
There is no process. It's that if you hold the Savikalpa, then the Savikalpa will itself resolve into Nirvikalpa.
Mm.
Okay? Everybody okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, we don't have time this
here. Shankar's getting good, huh?
Let's chant this again and then go on to our Yeah, let's chant this and go on to our vocabulary, because I have some things I want to do in vocabulary. Drishti darshan drishanam.
Drishti darshan drishanam.
Viramo yatra va bhavet.
Viramo yatra va bhavet.
Drishti stadraiva kartavya.
Drishti stadraiva kartavya.
Nanasa grava lokini.
Nanasa grava lokini.
Take a little break and go to vocabulary.